You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from Supply Chain Dive. Walmart Go Local, the retailer's white label local delivery platform, is expanding its services beyond lightweight shipments from stores, according to VP Rena Hurst. The platform, which operates in over 18,000 zip codes, now handles store-to-store transfers, deliveries from fulfillment centers, and big and bulky orders. For instance, Urban Stems is utilizing Walmart Go Local to offer same-day delivery from its fulfillment centers in several cities, while the Home Depot relies on the platform for delivering big and bulky items. This expansion allows Walmart Go Local to compete more effectively with ground shipping options from carriers like FedEx and UPS, as retailers are increasingly open to alternative delivery methods. Since its launch in 2021, Walmart Go Local has experienced rapid growth, making 12 million deliveries to date, compared to just 1 million less than 2 years ago. The platform's expansion of pickup points to over 16,000 locations has contributed to this volume increase and improved network efficiencies, reducing last-mile delivery costs for Walmart. Recent clients like Books A Million have joined Walmart Go Local, reflecting the platform's efforts to attract a diverse range of clients while maintaining its focus on retail-specific delivery needs. Hurst emphasized the platform's built-by-retail-for-retail philosophy, which enables it to efficiently serve the unique requirements of retail businesses. Headline 2 comes to us from Channel 4 News in Pittsburgh. Giant Eagle has confirmed that its Scan Pay Go feature has been discontinued at 5 of its stores. This feature allowed customers to scan items with their smartphones while shopping, and then use that list of items to quickly check out. According to a Giant Eagle spokesperson, the decision to end the Scan Pay Go service at these locations was made because it was not widely utilized in every store. The affected stores are located in Squirrel Hill, Wexford, Brentwood, Waterfront, and Columbus, Ohio. However, the spokesperson also emphasized that there are no plans to remove the service from any additional locations at this time. Giant Eagle acknowledges the importance of convenience in grocery shopping and encourages customers to explore other time-saving options such as curbside pickup or home delivery. Headline 3 comes to us from Grocery Dive. Peloton is undergoing significant changes as CEO Barry McCarthy steps down from his role, with Karen Boone and Chris Bruzzo taking over as interim co-CEOs. The company also announced plans to lay off 15% of its global workforce, affecting about 400 employees as part of a restructuring effort to align its cost structure with its current business size. The restructuring aims to reduce expenses by more than $200 million by the end of the 2025 fiscal year. This includes immediate layoffs, reducing its showroom footprint, and reevaluating international strategies. The company emphasized that it will continue to invest in innovation across its software, hardware, and content portfolio. McCarthy's tenure as CEO, lasting just over 2 years, saw significant changes at Peloton, including layoffs, brand relaunches, store closures, and membership structure adjustments. Despite challenges, such as declining paid app subscriptions and lower than expected revenue in the third quarter, Peloton achieved positive free cash flow for the first time in over 3 years. Looking ahead, Peloton adjusted its outlook, expecting a decline in both connected fitness and app subscriptions. However, it raised its guidance for total gross margin.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Careful out there.